You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We're going to play. Okay, so we're going to do this. We got things and other things happening. Wendell Colleen, bottom of the hour. We got Peter Norquist, Libertarian Hugs, and Deep Thinking Hour. And then Grant Kruger's got Vince Leach on coming up in the Jump in Tucson Hour. Matt, I sent you that audio video of Thomas Meshe. I'd like to get to that. You know what we do? Let's, you know, Matt, we'll do that in the next segment, okay? Give you a, I know you're in the middle of a zillion things. Let's do that next segment. But I want to get to, let's see, do a little local stuff here. Hold on. Okay. We're going to get to this story because President Trump's coming to the Ronstadt Music Hall tomorrow. And making his first appearance in the city since 2016. His one in 2020 was at the airport outside, I remember. I was there. Because he's going to be inside the city, there, because both his supposedly he owes the city $81,000 for when he was in the city the last time, and Bernie Sanders owes them $44,000. Now, let me ask you a question. If Bernie Sanders actually could get to Tucson again and do an event, do you think the city of Tucson would ask him for any money up front to show up and do an event? I would say the answer is, I want to say it in French this time. I want to really expand.
They do say their policy is going forward for all, but you and I know the difference between what they say and reality.
It's like, they have a do not trespass program that you register for, and then when people are trespassing and you call them, they don't show up.
Correct.
So we got that going for us, as they say. Now, so this is by the Marijuana Reporter, Edward Celaya Jr. Okay. So here we go. So Trump is complied. They're going to provide a deposit of $145,222.70 to cover the estimated costs of public safety response and venue usage. TFD officials assure the public. This is a stupid story. Eddie Celaya, just wasting everyone's time. Okay. City officials have advised travelers to downtown Tucson to expect heavy travel. Here we go. This is the line I was waiting for. The new public policy and this is coming from the city of Tucson, Arizona's worst municipal government. Hold on, let me think about this. Ever. Let me rephrase that. Ever. The new policy and deposit requirement highlight the city's effort to, that's right, safeguard public funds and events do not, they're worried about imposing unexpected financial strains on the community. Tell that to the Alvernon Donuts guy. Who's got no windows back, jackasses? 22 years of Alvernon Donuts and broasted chicken, which, believe it or not, Martha, who always gives me lip from the Friends of the Oral Valley Public Library, asked, where do I get broasted chicken? And I said, go to Alvernon, and she went. She went in the hood, Kevlar, shield, her Hello Kitty logoed Uzi.
Bear spray.
And she went and she loved the Alvernon Donuts, killed it on the broasted chicken for her. Okay.
They do.
Now, so think about this. They had the gall to say we're doing things like this because we don't, this is Regina Romero and friends, we don't want to impose unexpected financial strains on the community. I mean, you guys are the inspiration for this Prop 312 that if you're going to get a bill for not doing your job on homelessness and crime so people can reduce their property taxes. You're the inspiration. You and Phoenix, right? With their stupid zone, right? So think about this. Regina Romero and the city of Tucson enabled a riot of jackasses last fall that blew up the windows of the Better Business Bureau, which I thought was great, and threw an incendiary device which almost killed someone working there. Okay? Okay. And they're saying they have the gall to say we don't want to impose an unexpected financial strain on the community only because it's Donald Trump. But I'm telling you, all the so when Carrie Gallardo has to clean up all the fecal matter at her place all the time, that's an unexpected financial strain on the community. You don't say a word, right? When people have to cut down their trees that have been around for 50 years because the homeless are turning it into a theft drug camp, that's an unexpected financial strain that you don't seem to give a flying crap about, right? So when they, we had Rachel on our Facebook page who manages commercial properties. She said in the last month, she's out $80,000 in air conditioning repairs and replacements because of the fentanyl freaks. And you say you don't want to impose unexpected financial strains on the community.
You keep using the horn.
Oh, let me give you another one. I'm on fire here. You are the jackasses that want to shove a sales tax on everyone's throat saying you don't have enough money, even though you have the largest damn budget in the history of the city. Get the hell out of here. When I saw that, you guys are just full of crap.
You're a loony.
My Lord. Again, this is why Tucson's leadership class sucks. Because you guys just let them get away with it. Right? Just wow. Wowie.
This is an opportunity for her to say I stood up to Trump. I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
I understand that. But I'm just telling you. You can't say you're worried about imposing unexpected financial strains on the community. When I saw that, I literally puked in my now not so relevant Steve Kozachik puke bucket that I bought years ago at the stevekozachik.com store. So, all right, let's go to break. We're going to visit some great sponsors. Greg's calling in from the 9/11 Tower Challenge. Wendell and Colleen at the bottom of the hour. And Matt, let's play Mr. Massey about the sham budget process. All right, Daryl Hall and another guy versus Paul Simon and another guy on the bump battles today. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. You can really hear the other guy's input on this song, which I really love. So thank you, other guy. You're on Wake Up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Let's go to Greg G out at the Tower Challenge. Greg, what's going on over there, buddy?
Well, good timing. It is just getting underway as everybody starts to climb the steps. They are playing Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, even as we speak. But I have to say, our own Ben Buehler-Garcia on stage for the opening ceremonies, incredibly moving, an amazing little film that they played. And during that, Ben mentioned something that is actually, in addition to raising money, for first responder and military charities, the 9/11 Tower Challenge, one of the goals is to continue to remind younger generations of what happened that day, the losses we experienced, and then the resilience of this country on 9/12. And one of the things that really, you know, was potent to me was I saw a family, mom, dad, and
That's okay.
Didn't mean to get emotional. A 12-year-old boy, maybe, that was with them. And I just thought, you know, it's very powerful to have that Gen Alpha group, whom many have probably forgotten. And there are those that probably don't talk to their kids about it. I know I've talked to my 10-year-old son, but to see those kids here absorbing that and never forgetting what happened on 9/11, you can still help by going to 911towerchallenge.org. Sorry, 911towerchallengefoundation.org to make your donations. We'll check in again, but it is an amazing sight seeing these people climbing the steps here, and it's an amazing event. We're honored to be here. So thanks, Chris.
Always love being honored. We've done a lot of live remotes there. I love being there, and thanks for the awesome update, and appreciate your work you guys are doing out there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. The great Greg Gerringer out there with Charles Heller at the 9/11 Tower Challenge. And we got Wendell Colleen coming up with a special guest at the bottom of the hour. And then we're doing Peter Norquist will be here with Libertarian Deep Thoughts Hour.
And just very quickly,
yes.
A reminder, the flags that people are looking up at that are hung in the TCC Arena.
Where'd those come from?
Wake Up Tucson listeners.
That's true.
Many, many, many years ago.
One of our greatest organic radio moments.
A nice reminder. So the Wakeys are all there with them today, which is really cool.
You are correct. Thank you for reminding me of that, sir. Appreciate that. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey said he will not be participating in a continuing resolution this year's budget debate because he says it all amounts to political theater. So let's go... He just does a nice job. It's about 6 minutes. We may not get to all of it, but he gives you the you'll get the gist, as they say. Let's go to Matt Neely at the Video Center.
And I would call on Mr. Massey.
Can we be honest with the American people about what's going on here? This is political theater. I'm going to call out both sides right here. It's all posturing. It's fake fighting. We all know where it ends up. This is Groundhog Day. I don't care if the Democrat is the speaker or Republican is the speaker. We always get a CR in September, and then we get an omnibus. Sometimes there's a twist on that. We might get the omnibus before Christmas, but if we're not good, it comes after Christmas. But that's what's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's political theater. You know, we've got it's good theater. We've got great writers. I wish they'd just come up with a new plot. It's the same plot every fiscal year. What should we be doing? It's already been discussed. We should have done 12 separate bills. We should have done 12 separate bills. But again, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans are in control, we never do the 12 separate bills. Why do we always spend at least as much as we did last year, and why do we never cut spending? It's because Democrats want to grow the welfare state, and Republicans want to grow the military-industrial complex. And we're eventually going to get together, and they're both going to go up. I guarantee it. And both parties are just fine letting the bureaucrats do their thing, which should be our thing, according to Article 1. Section 8 in the Constitution. We are empowered with these things. Most important of the things we do is the funding, and that's the big lever we have. You know, I've sat through now almost 2 years of hearings in this Congress where we've exposed lies at the CDC, shortcuts at the FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF, over-prosecution of January 6ers at the DOJ, targeting common citizens at the FBI, spying by the NSA, illegal mandates for livestock by the USDA, targeting plant vaccine or transgenic plant vaccine at the NSF, and censorship, the censorship industrial complex at the of which the NSF is part of, automobile kill switch at the DOT. Now, these are all things I think most Democrats are just fine with, this kind of totalitarian state that the bureaucrats are pushing on us. But Republicans at least pretend to be against these things. But what are we going to do this September? We're going to fund every freaking one of those things that we have exposed. That is the tool that we have, is the funding. Why are we funding things we don't like? We don't have to. Well, it's because we're addicted to spending. And this doesn't do anything about the addiction at all. So let me touch on one point, too, here that I think is important. is, you know, a couple years ago or a summer and a half ago, I suppose now, we did something where we allowed the debt limit to be increased. But as a condition of that, we said if you do a CR that lasts past April 30th, everything's going to get cut 1%. And that, to me, seemed like at least a little tinge of fiscal responsibility was creeping in. But now I notice that this CR, instead of going 1 year and giving us time to do the 12 appropriations bills, is going to go 6 months. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen because this goes 6 months. Number one, it ends in March 28th, on March 28th. Well, the automatic cuts happen on April 30th if the CR went past that. So that is exactly why the Speaker chose a six-month CR, is so we don't have even the chance, a threat to this town, it's a threat of a 1% cut. We don't want to even, true. This is like T-ball. The 1% cut is on the tee, and Republicans won't even swing at it. So instead, we're going to do a six-month CR instead of a one-year CR. That sets up this another crisis next spring where we can do another pretend fight sometime around March.
Well, I think it'll be the same fight,
regardless of who wins the presidency.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for shutting it down. Let's go. But we can't even get a 1% cut done for all of them.
They can't go for that, Chris. Oh, yeah. Did I do that?
You know, it's funny. There's two songs that are on the list. We already played one, right, which was Out of Touch.
You are correct, sir.
All right. When we come back, Wendell, Colleen, and Gail Thorne, special guest, mystery guest. So, Peter Norquist, top of the hour. Can't go for that. Wake up. All right. 7:34 in the morning on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk, 790-2040. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. And if you want to join Justine Wadsack and ask me to be canceled, it's patty@kboy.com. So, I love making the laugh. Good morning to Wendell and Colleen, our good friends from Arc Point Labs. How are you kids doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
The girlish laughter of Miss Colleen. Wendell, good morning. You seem more solidly together than her today. You didn't giggle, so thanks for holding it together.
I'm just still asleep.
Thank you. Who's this strapping young man to your left?
I don't know. We found him wandering around outside.
We got a lot of wanderers outside.
This is the world famous
Gail
Thorne.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me get the... Gail Thorne, welcome to Wake Up Tucson.
Well, thank you. And let me say hello to both of my fans, both people that know me worldwide.
Nice. Very cool. Your 2 plus our 32 are at 34. So... we've done it again, as we like to say.
Festivus miracle.
Thank you, Festivus miracle. Thank you. Wendell, I know we're here to talk about this amazing tears product that you guys in service that you're providing, and I know Gail's part of that, but to put it all together, put what you guys are doing and why this man's sitting here.
Didn't I just tell you I'm still asleep?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm now going to
join the club, pal.
Just like the fentanyl guy had to move getting in here, you got to kick him a little bit and wake him up. So let's go.
And all 32 listeners.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're very excited about this product. We've actually been doing it for over 6 years, and it's Serum Tears.
Serum Tears.
And we now call it Your Tears, because it's more descriptive of the product. What we do is we take your own blood and we spin it, take out the serum, mix it with saline, and then it's the perfect eye drop for you. And it's such a great product. And literally, you know, we have probably 1,000 clients, and we've never had a person who just didn't love it. It's so good. And we brought Gail in. Gail was in town, so we thought we'd share him with the 32 listeners. And he can tell us more about it. He is actually the inventor of the method that we make them here.
Wow.
So that we can make them in our lab safely, cleanly, without the typical big hoods. Normally, what you have to do to get serum tears is you go get your blood drawn. It gets mailed away to a lab in, where is it?
Kansas City.
That's where the Chiefs are.
I just want barbecue from Kansas City. I don't want my tears going.
Well, they
there.
Give you barbecue when you go there. So they're gone about a week, and they also go through several freeze thaw cycles, which isn't very good for them either. Where in our situation, you come get your blood drawn, we do the work on it, and they're done in 2 hours. Most people go grab a bite to eat and then come back and get them.
So, Gail, how did you get into the world of being so integral in this equipment that does serum tears? Give us a little bit of the journey.
Well, we were contacted. Well, I was working at another company at the time, and I came in contact with a couple doctors out of Duke University Medical Center. Great, wonderful people. That's where we learned about the market. It was all public information, but they were focused on the need for a way to provide serum tears on a local basis versus shipping them all the way from one site to Kansas City. They were also looking for ways to reduce costs. And one thing I ought to mention is the mission of my company and also ArcPoint Labs is to make serum tears and other sterile preparations affordable and convenient for all patients who need them. So what that means is, I mean, we look at healthcare today and how many people think healthcare is too expensive.
Oh, it's to everything.
It is to everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is why you're the host. You come up with such witty comments.
And one thing I want to, we haven't established in this discussion yet, we've talked about it before, is serum tears. Why do they need this? Like, we know it's dry eye, right? But what do they suffer? What is causing dry eye, I guess? I feel like, I feel like I have more dry eye problems in the world than I did 20 years ago.
Well, climate is a big factor, number one, the environment. So an area like Tucson, well, most of Arizona, a lot of Utah and other places, that these hot temperatures, dust, all those things contribute to dry eye. But it goes a lot deeper than that. It's also an inflammatory disease where your eyes get inflamed. It is most common among people with autoimmune disease, and that would include rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's, other conditions that will cause this inflammation and cause this dry eye. And it can be very severe, very painful for people. And the great thing about serum tears is that it closely mimics what our natural tears are. We think of our tears as being just water and some electrolytes, like, you know, salt, just salts. They're far more complex than that. In fact, they include human growth factors, fibronectin that helps those components of your natural tears to stick to your eye. There's oils that help keep it lubricated, vitamins, there's antimicrobial factors. It's a complex solution. And what's interesting and what's fabulous about serum tears is that our own serum, of course, you know, our blood provides nutrients and provides a lot of healing and work for the internal parts of our bodies, our tissues. But that serum very closely matches what natural tears are. So to be able to take our blood from inside of our body and apply those important factors, those solutions, components to the eye, it's amazing how well it works.
So define serum. What does that mean? What is the serum in our blood? Because we hear it a lot. You know, what is that?
So serum is basically the clear part of the blood. So when, as Wendell described, when you take that serum and you spin it down, what you get is it accumulates the blood cells at the bottom of the blood collection tube, and then on the top of that is this clear liquid, and that's the serum that ArcPoint Labs in Tucson draws out of that blood collection tubes, and as Wendell mentioned, mixes with the saline. And it's the great thing about it too is that it's natural, it's organic, it's the patient's own blood, so it works just beautifully on the outside of the eye. It's very natural, it's sustainable, and it's recommended to keep it, it's required really to keep it very cold. You want to refrigerate it, and the ones you're not using, you keep it frozen. The reason I say that is when it's applied to the eye, not only does it have all of the blood components to heal that surface of the eye, now it won't cure. It's kind of like diabetes. You know, it's like taking insulin. Insulin won't cure diabetes, but it will significantly slow the progression or halt the progression. Same thing with serum tears and eye disease.
So the idea of not sending my stuff to the barbecue people to get my my serum stuff, it's the idea that developing a technology that was affordable, where a local lab like ArcPoint could do it here.
Yeah.
So talk about the challenges of doing that, because none of this is really cheap. So how did you build a better mousetrap?
Well, there are a lot of things going on in healthcare right now. One is the U.S. Pharmacopeia issued a regulation, or it's not a regulation, it's a standard.
Sounds like a made-up word, I just want to tell you that.
I like to use big words because it almost makes me sound smart. But the U.S. Pharmacopeia set standards and for pharmacies, and they did some great things. One of the biggest concerns was sterility, but the standard is, number one, extremely difficult to understand. It's tightly written. It's a long document. It's about 58 pages long, and it made it impossible for local pharmacies or local labs, local doctors' offices even, to compound solutions. So what the kit is basically, it's a clean room in a bag. I mean, I love one of her reps. She says she has a brochure, and she points an arrow and it says, "This is your clean room." And it's so inexpensive to do. The regulations are expensive to follow. And I could go into a lot of details. Maybe that's another show. But it's
expensive. I feel like a regulation show. It was called Wake Up Tucson. I don't want to get into a regulation show. I don't want someone to say, we have enough flip cars in this community that I don't need someone driving into the front of a Dan Shearer's Viagra Lab.
That'd be bad.
Because they were talking about regulations.
We should have an evening show. It'll put people to sleep.
In addition, I think Dave Grohl should have worked more on the sterility part.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe you made that leap. Yes, Dave Grohl has admitted he has a child out of wedlock. Thank you.
Oh, no.
I love the New York Post. The headline.
We'll give you a little zinger on that one. There you go.
I love the New York Post headline, Foo Father.
Wow. Well played. Well played. Hey, Matt, we got to go to break. 7:45 in the morning. We got another segment to go with Colleen and Wendell from ArcPoint Labs and medical device wizard Gail Thorne. So we're doing Daryl Hall and the other guy versus Paul Simon and the other guy in our bumps battle today. Wake up. All right. We're doing Colleen Edwards was so devastated by my hard question, she had to go. So, no, I'm just kidding. She had to go to another meeting. We're hanging out with Wendell Long, ArcPoint Labs, Gail Thorne. Gail, what are you from? You're just from Gail Thorne Enterprises, like a Bond villain. What are you?
Well, the company is called. Well, we have the company is Aseptic Kits, and our technology really is about making sterile preparations. And we absolutely guarantee that when a pharmacy or a lab, a doctor compounds something, it is guaranteed to be sterile, and they can do it at a dramatically low cost. We can save healthcare 25 to 60% or more. And that's something ArcPoint Labs does when it comes to other prescription products or other treatments for dry eye. They're reducing costs substantially.
So I have a loved one in my circle who is she's in her late 70s, and she's doing the Restasis thing for dry eye.
Ooh.
And because, there's other things out there. So out of our discussions before that Wendell and I and Colleen have had, the Your Tears product that you guys are putting together organically and locally, you like farm-to-table dry eyes and everything.
Organic and sustainable.
is superior to things like Restasis. So what about what you're doing with Your Tears is better than Restasis or similar products?
Number one, serum tears very closely matches natural tears. I mean, you're applying the healing properties or the components that well treat the eye compared to drugs or things that, number one, These prescription eye drops have significant side effects. They can they're painful sometimes to put into the eye.
I love that something that's supposed to bring eye relief is painful to your eye.
Well, that's right. Well, and one of the greater pains of these prescription eye drops is they're expensive, even if you have really good insurance. And so Tucson, ArcPoint Labs here in Tucson, I mean, Wendell offers serum tears at an excellent price, especially compared to competitive services that can be as much as $660 to $700. And Wendell, you're down, if I remember right, around $260.
$255 for a six-month supply, $195 for a four-month supply.
Exactly. I mean, and you compare that to things like Restasis, and it depends on the insurance. If you don't have insurance, oh my gosh, heaven help you. I'm so sorry. But serum tears will feel better. They're more soothing. One of the questions is, what can Restasis and Excidra do that serum tears can't? And the answer is nothing. But what can serum tears do that Restasis, Excidra, Sequa, these other treatments do, what can they do that the others can't? Well, they're more soothing, they're lower cost. You talk about pain, how about one-sixth of the cost of prescription eye drops or some of these other treatments? That's a substantial amount of money, especially for people who is one of the biggest causes of dry eyes is rheumatoid arthritis. And who does that hit? Well, people who are retired, people on Social Security. And how about all these people that are low income and can't afford these expensive other treatments? Or Vital Tears, which, you know, we talked about shipping it across the country and back, you know, 48, 72 hours or longer, depending, to get their serum tears or with other services. And so we have this opportunity to make these serum tears, number one, affordable, and also it's a better treatment, it's more natural, it's better for the surface of the eye to treat dry eye and the inflammation of the eye as well.
Wendell, talk about a couple of clients that you guys have kind of, you know, that you've helped. Just give me a little testimonial here a little bit.
It really is warm to the heart. Now, I'm a businessman, so my primary focus is that. But for those people who actually have a heart, it is so it is so great to see the reactions of the patients. Francis is our phlebotomist, Francis and Desi. Francis does most of the serum tears. And we had a patient that actually came up to her and hugged her just last week because it was, you know, it changed her life. And if you think about it, you know, there are very few things more important to people than sight. You know, I can't imagine not having, you know, sight. So it's very big for them. On a little fun item, we actually even have a dog as a client.
Oh, wow.
What's
see
the
that.
Dog's name? Princess?
Princess is doing very well on serum tears.
I love it. Tell me about the process. So if someone's listening right now, first of all, they call you, make an appointment, and then
absolutely.
Then what happens?
Then they, they come in, obviously, at their appointment time. We draw their blood, and then Frances starts doing her magic. It takes about 2 hours, because first the blood has to settle and clot, then we have to spin it, then we have to make the preparation. So you're in and out the door in about 2 hours, and normally what most people do is they go have lunch or go do shopping. It's amazing how probably half the people go to Costco for some reason. I don't know why, but
need as much paper, toilet paper as possible. So
absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. So it's an extremely easy process.
Okay. And then you talk about storing it, right? You guys were talking about refrigerating it / freezing it. So talk about, you get sent home with a four or six month supply.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you freeze it, and then you keep it refrigerator when you're going to start using a bottle. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, you keep one bottle in your refrigerator, and you know it, and that's obviously what you put in your eyes. The bottle, once you take it out of the refrigerator, it lasts about 30 days. It doesn't go bad, as in like bad milk. It just starts losing its effectiveness, its efficacy.
Okay.
After that, so. Most people, you know, use more than one bottle per month, though, so that's not really a problem there.
And how many drops are you using at a time for the average bear?
It's not a drug, which is good. So, you know, it's not like you're taking
like an OD on my tears.
Yeah.
You know, can't overdose on your own blood.
Yeah, so there's no... So, which is actually a pretty cool thing about it. So there's no medicine in there that you can OD on or get too much or too little. So it's basically whatever you need to get the relief you want. If it's giving you good relief, use it quite often. If you don't need it as often, then, you know, so it's hard to say. You know, we say it's a 6-month supply, but it depends on how often you use. We have people that have gone well over a year, you know, with their supply on it.
So people listening right now who want to call and make that appointment, what's the number?
It is 520-230-8900. That's 230-8900.
What's the future of this? Because we know the serum can be used in other effects, Gail. What's some of the other things that might be on the drawing board to bring to the local lab?
Well, there is one that we're in the exploration stage right now, so we don't have solid proof, solid studies, but we are in process of gathering information relative to using serum, a patient's own serum. It'd be the same process that Wendell described, and it's a great treatment for acne. And we learned about this.
Interesting.
We learned about this from ophthalmologists at a recent conference out in Florida. They said, oh, yeah, this works great for patients' eyes to treat dry eye. They said, but, you know, it also works really well for acne. And my daughter tried it. Hello, Marcy.
Marcy's like, thanks for telling Chris's 32 listeners I have acne.
But she tried it on herself, and she has she's really struggling, has been struggling with a severe acne problem. This caused, it's hormonal, has hormonal causes. And it's really worked well for her. And we have others that have the same experience. So now we're in the process of validating that information, exploring the data, making sure we're not going to be telling people something that isn't true.
Sure.
But the evidence is pretty compelling that we think there's something there.
I love it.
So it's Marcy with acne and raging hormones?
Oh, no. Marcy, I'm so sorry.
Again, you'll be calming the nerves of anxious teenagers possibly in the future.
Well, you know, they struggle. And yeah, I mean, I have a son that was on Accutane.
Oh, that's rough stuff.
It is rough stuff. It's dangerous, especially if someone, you know, of childbearing age. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's going to cause birth defects.
Really?
and a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah. Accutane's like, that's heavy duty.
It very much is. So if we have an alternative treatment, again, Accutane is sort of it is the prescription eye drop of the dermatology world, the acne world. So if we can use a patient's own serum, taking it out of their body and applying it to the surface of the skin, well, it works.
I love it. Well, Gail, absolute pleasure meeting you and talking to you today.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Wendell, thanks for all that you guys do at ArcPoint Labs. 230-8900, 230-8900.
You're not going to say goodbye to Colleen?
Bye, Colleen. Colleen, it was great talking to you also. Thank you. So, all right, ArcPoint Labs. ArcPointLabs.com Tucson? Did I get that right?
ArcPointLabs.com, and then you can go to Tucson there. Or you can do ArcPointLabs.com/Tucson, 520-230-8900.
All right. Thanks for bringing the good word of your tears. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much.
Peter Norquist coming up next, Libertarian Hugging and Happiness Hour. Wake up.